welcome to the show. And right now it's time for a champion. Her name is Manu Grace. She is an artist from the Western Cape. She's been around for a couple of years, but certainly has hit the big time right now. She's been nominated for a SAMA, despite the fact that she's only released one EP, which I think is a remarkable turnaround from someone who is in the underground scene. You know, it's hard to make music that's alternative in this country, and she's doing a fantastic job at it. I wanted to find out if it's a strange time for her, considering the fact that her career is in the limelight, despite the fact that she's locked down.
It's really peculiar, and it does feel that way. It's kind of like, it's something quite fun about being trapped at my mum's house and my career is still moving. And also because it's been leading up to a release, and I did a short tour in February, just in time. I finished just in time. I toured around Italy on my own, and as it finished, things got weird. It's kind of been a really beautiful way of buying time in a way. I didn't have new music out to tour or anything like that. It was kind of just recalibrating. I haven't had a break from music in a sense, because I'm always making stuff. The reason I did the tour in Italy in February is because I needed performance practice, and touring and performing isn't a huge part of, or hasn't been a huge part of my life. And I'm always creating, and leading up to the next release has been, so it's kind of been all consuming. There's an awful lot to think about when you're left to yourself.
As a young and truly experimental artist, Manu Grace has found the lockdown to be quite useful.
It's weird because I suppose, especially the beginning of the lockdown, it felt like perpetual mood management. Like each day you go through the motions, do the things you know you need to do in order to feel neutral. So it wasn't like a wildly creative time. I did a lot of writing, a lot of reflecting, because the months prior to that were hectic. I was abroad recording and performing and didn't realize that I probably needed to just stop and reflect a bit. And I got bullied into it by the pandemic. But it's been valuable, I think. Not in the slightest. I forgot about it. I didn't even know that it was coming. Yeah, that was a fun text to receive. Where the world's at the moment, I do understand that it's not a time for people who look like me to be champions. This recognition felt like, okay, the music's being heard and acknowledged, and the artistry, and that's huge, man. That feels really cool, because it's not about me.
Manu Grace felt that she was being pretty unproductive during the lockdown, so she dived into some new music.
I've tried a few of the online live performances. I usually just end up in tears afterwards because it's just so bizarre. Not because it's gone badly, but just because it's like the attempt to connect, and it just feels one-sided. It's just so weird. He sent me the track in like the first week of lockdown. I think collaboration was really helpful at that period. I needed to feel connected to something in the world, you know, like work with somebody remotely even. So he sent me that track, and I just wrote the vocals and recorded them and sent them.